Welcome to the Effortless Mom Podcast, where we help you make healthy living and being a Proverbs 31 woman feel oh so effortless. Sis, today is a doozy that is all about healing you. This is So Thoob, and I'm excited to share with you the powerful connection between the mind and belly and how bringing Aruka to your mind and belly makes it easier to be a Proverbs 31 mother and see the fruit of your labor through your amazing children. If that sounds confusing, don't worry. I will explain. So let's go ahead and hop in right now. From a natural perspective, the mind and belly are both control centers that work together to either produce wealth or lack of health. They signal each other to give the body what it needs to survive and thrive. So think about it from this perspective. When we make them work harder, we make it difficult for them to be a cog to rejuvenate and elevate your being. They will be so focused on survival mode and keeping you alive that they won't focus on rejuvenating anything. In regards to motherhood, when you feed your mind and body foods that give you life, you produce life and energy in your actions, your words, and your thoughts, which sets the tone of how you direct your home, under your Isha's supervision, of course. However, when you feed your mind and body foods that don't serve you, so dead and overly processed foods, you produce toxins and hormones that keep you in a fight or flight state, making the tone of your home less shalom-filled and more focused on getting through the day. To dig a little more spiritually, your mind and belly can be either a cod with Yahusha or a cod in self. You will know which way you've decided to be a cod based on what you worship, your acts, your thoughts, and what you eat of or what you continually consume, and it will reflect the state of your spiritual health. So why am I saying all this? Because I know a lot of this can come across very spiritual based and not health based in the health segment, but it all ties together, sis. As mothers, focusing on our health of our gut and our mind, it matters. The meditations of our hearts need to be acceptable in Yahuwah's sight to ensure that we are in a continual state of rejuvenation and aruka or healing, because it's an ongoing process. But thinking on a physical sense, our bodies need to be focused on eating living foods. So we have the living waters and the living word, and we also have living foods. This allows our body, our mind, our gut, the opportunity to focus less on getting by, so getting out of that fight and flight mode that we constantly find ourselves in, and being able to focus more on rejuvenation and healing. By getting our bodies in a state of constant rejuvenation and healing, it makes it easier for us to tap in to what our spiritual selves need to be doing to stay focused on Yahuwah. So, as y'all know, I love to give y'all actionable steps, okay, to ensure that you can do something in this very moment to make sure that you are feeling a cod in mind and body and also with your spiritual self. So, the first thing I recommend is to drink water and add some fun things to it like citrus. I know you're probably giggling like citrus is fun, but listen, the flavor profile, your body will love it and it'll just dance on your tongue, okay? But it adds electrolytes, which it gives a natural energy, a boost, it feeds your cells, you know, because it builds on the electricity within your body and it helps your body be alkaline. And it's an easy win. Win number one. Win number two, make your plates half your plate living food. Now, I know some of y'all thinking those boring salads with just some iceberg lettuce, tomato, and maybe some cucumber if you were blessed enough to have it. But listen, there's more flavor profiles that you can experiment with. I recommend really playing around with fruits and vegetables. Don't be afraid to add some fruit to your plate when it's dinner time. I know, gasp, fruits after breakfast, but you can do this. But make sure the food is raw with tasty spices. You can use cardamom, ginger, cinnamon if you're a little nervous about cardamom. Because cardamom, you got to use it the right way. But give your body that added nutrients boost that it needs to thrive. And then you can still have a little extra fun things. If you're a meat eater, you know, you can have a little bit of fish or chicken. But if you're not a meat eater, if you want to have a little quinoa or rice, whatever, y'all know what y'all like. Y'all know what y'all like. Maybe you want some plantains, so you want them nice and cooked. I get you. But simple things that you can do for your plate to make it easier for you to thrive. And then the last easy win is meditating on Yahuwah's word and teachings that feed your ruachal self, so your spiritual self. This will keep you focused on Yahuwah and his will, and it'll also help you in your prayer time when you're asking him like, hey, Abba, how do you want me to eat? What do you want me to do to serve this body that you made a vessel for you, according to 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20? I'm just saying. These things will help you to see where he wants you to take your nutritional health. So that way you're constantly in alignment with where he wants you to be. And you know that your worship is all encompassing, not just in how what you speak out your mouth, but also how you live your life. Now, speaking of living your life, you know, I love focusing on our health and just how our healing shows up through the atmosphere of our home and how our families respond to that atmosphere. And this is what we're going to talk about in the wealth segment right now. As we're working on ourselves and our continuous Aruka, because it is ongoing in phases, we have the beautiful opportunity to build our children up and our husbands up through affirmations and positive speaking. Why is this important, you say? Well, life and death is in the power of the tongue, right? As Queen Mother Kaval once said, you are the one who sets the atmosphere of your home. What atmosphere did you set for your house? Your spiritual life, your actions, your words have a powerful effect on the home. But today, we're going to focus on this speech as our action steps for it, because of the fact that what you say out of your mouth also has an effect on all the other areas. So as we cast down the Ra, the negative self-talk, the negative downplaying epigenetics, the trauma-filled speaking towards our spouses out of fear, rage, frustration, or distrust, and we speak of the thub things, the positive things, we begin to create an atmosphere of gratitude, shalom, and begin to build a home that is conducive for healing, bonding, and spiritual growth. How we build up our families and let go of negative thinking creates shifts in the atmosphere that produces life within our children and inspires our husbands to keep moving towards Yahusha. So, I have an activity for you. I know you're excited. It will take time to make a strong routine with this, but when you do, you will begin to experience shifts in your home that will feel fulfilling and deeply bless your Ruach, which is always great. So today, I want to encourage you to write down affirmations for your family, your Ish, and yourself. So number one, affirmations for your children. Write affirmations for each child and use those positive words to build them up and strengthen them, especially if they have to go to school in a world that is designed to tear them down. Build them up with those affirmations and just speak it to them. Let them know how amazing they are, because that's really going to build them up. Affirmations for your Ish. This will build him up as the king of the castle and show him that you value him as your head. This can help boost his confidence and really help him to feel like the strong leader of the home. Make it easier for him to place his batak, so his trust in you. And then affirmation for ourselves, because we tend to forget ourselves, and I don't know why we do this, but it will set the tone of our mind to build up our ruach selves and tear down our flesh. I know that sounds a little crazy, but you know what I mean. It's just tearing down the things, the desires that just hinder us. Instead of focusing on that, we can focus on the spiritual side of things. So if you do these steps, it'll make it easier for you to kill any negative self-talk and build up the positivity in you and pour into your self-love. Alrighty, my beautiful Yafot. This episode was full of nuggets that can feel like pressure to change, but I believe that's a part of this walk that makes it beautiful. But before I explain why, I want to encourage you to take a deep breath. Take a moment to enjoy the long breath. And I want to encourage you to reflect on all the ways that Yahuwah has baruched you in this moment. Encourage you to see the value that you produce as a Proverbs 31 woman. And I want you to sakar, so remember that Proverbs 31, it isn't about perfection in a worldly sense. It isn't about what many of us were taught by church members or just our interpretation of the scripture in our early days without having the fullness and understanding. I want to encourage you to really dive into Proverbs 31. Really look into the meaning of each letter, the meaning of each word. Ask Yahuwah for the revelation to see how Proverbs 31 truly is doable. There's a function behind it. And as we function in our purpose, as we function as mothers, as Eshekayils, as Ishayot, we will really see and begin that in our shifts and transformations from one world to another, Proverbs 31 is actually really doable. But we have to give ourselves grace that we need change. It's not going to happen overnight because we spent a lifetime living a different way and learning a new way. But be encouraged. You can do this. You can do this. And every moment is going to baruch your ruach. It's going to make you feel a God in Yahusha. And every change, every shift is building a strong nation and building children that don't have to go through the same troubles that we went through. So embrace the moments when you're feeling pressed. Embrace the moments where there is that uncomfortableness of needing to change or not sure if you need a change. It's okay to feel unsure as long as you go to Yahusha about those feelings to help him see and guide you. And think about it like this. These moments, it's the olive press. It's the pressing to produce the best fruit, the best oil from you, to produce after the oil, that nice tapenade that you spread on toast, okay? It produces the best work in you. So don't fight it. Be comfortable with the uncomfortable. Give yourself space to embrace the pressing and allow yourself to grow. Alrighty, my beautiful sisters, I hope you found this episode to be helpful and inspiring. As always, I would love to connect with you. Please comment on this episode, find me on social media, and let me hear how Abba's impacting your life. Until the next episode, sending shalom and love.